Well, hello everybody. Welcome. This is Lisa Minetti with Accelerate Associates, and you are on the High Content Business Accelerator call. I want to also welcome new members, new Success Circle members, or Profitability Lab members to the call. As you know, these calls happen every second Tuesday of the month, and we dive deeper on an element of the Entrepreneurial Edge system, whether it's mastering your inner self or your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint. And we take a deeper dive, and today is no different. What we're going to be, before we get started, rather, I want to make some announcements. We have the Bestseller Profit System coming up August 27th. What that's all about is if you want to become a self-published best-selling author for your business book, then the Bestseller Profit System is the step-by-step how-to, all the resources, unlimited amount of coaching to get you on the bestsellers list. It starts August 27th. You can check that out at accelerateassociates.com. And the Wired to Win programs, if you wanted to know more about how you are naturally hardwired, then you will want to come to the Wired to Win program, Your Path to Passion, Purpose, and Profits. And that starts in September. Again, you can check the accelerateassociates.com/wired-to-win to check that out. And remember to check your Accelerate Success Institute news that comes with the CD of the recording of this session. So today's session is all about easy steps to an online presence. You did it. You decided to expand your area of expertise and offer webinars, teleseminars, videos, audio products. Maybe you even decided to do some podcasting. But you need to know the how-tos, how to pull it off professionally. And in this session, I am pulling open the curtain to show you really the number one mistake that business owners make in their online marketing. We're going to cover how-tos, how to create an online marketing strategy that works for you, and really easy ways and resources to producing a video and audios that work. I will also share with you a simple format that you can use regardless if you're giving a video, a webinar, an audio, a podcast, a teleseminar, this easy format so that you know what to say, when to say it, and it really cuts through all the planning that people do, and they're like, I don't know how to structure this radio show. Well, this will cut through all of that for you. And first, I just wanted to share with you, you know, just like you, there was a time in my business where I was starting out, and I watched hundreds of people presenting, went to numerous presentations, training, but really it felt inauthentic to me. And as an audience member, I often felt very sold to. Now, I like to buy just like the next person does, but I didn't want to be sold into something. And I also had a very long history of really partnering with my clients. And I wanted to educate them and provide them resources, but the push marketing just didn't work for me. And I wanted to facilitate this process of education in a very authentic way. So one day I was asked by a mentor what my close rate was for one of my high-level premier coaching programs. And at the time it was about 80 to 90%, I think, at the time. Now, he thought that was a great conversion rate. But what I wasn't doing for my online stuff, like my teleseminars, even my speaking on stage at one point, I didn't, surprisingly, create a system for what people would want or the next step after an event. That was a huge aha moment for me. And so I started creating a systematic process. And That's what I want to impart this process, this session for you today, because it's not only about getting really prepared for one event. You've got a speaking gig, you're coming up, and you do all this preparation, and you forget about the after. You forget about the what next. You forget about all the other things that you have going, and before you know it, you know, you do have some traction, and what I find is people then say, oh, I got to do a blog, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and they get overwhelmed. This is not about getting overwhelmed. This is about strategically looking at your marketing mix and working smart and strategically so that you align every single piece of your marketing so that it goes off effortlessly. I learned some valuable lessons, and I'm going to share with those what those are today. But the number one mistake that business owners make is they have no strategy. They'll say, oh, I want to start podcasting. I want to do a radio show. I want to do webinars. I want to do teleseminars or whatever. And the first question you have to ask yourself is, how is speaking, how is teleseminars, how do webinars, how do they fit into your business system? These are all part of a ways of marketing your business, your what's called your marketing mix. It's your unique blend of how you pull in your preferred clients. Okay, so they don't operate separate and distinct from one another. It's all part of your overall system that will help you create relationships, build trust, and provide choices. So the key thing is you have to have a strategy of how these are going to fit into your marketing mix, all the ways that you're marketing. Whether you're going for a speaking engagement, that's great, but then after that speaking engagement, do you do an offer? Can you sell from the stage? If you can't sell from the stage, can you give them something for free, like a free teleseminar? But if you don't have one scheduled or you don't think ahead, you won't know what to offer them. So that's the system's thinking. That's what gets changed when you look at these not as individual pieces, but part of your whole, business. So how do you create an online marketing strategy that works? Number one, answer your why. Why are you doing podcasting? Why are you doing video, audio, teleseminars, or webinars? Is it lead generation? And if it is lead generation, to bring people in, do you have a website that you can pre-educate them on? Your products, programs, and services? Do you have a system where they can self-select a lead generation system so that they know what you have to offer and what your approach is to things? Because a lot of times, some of you may want to hurry up and do a teleseminar or webinar, but you have nothing for them to opt into that's free. That's like shaking their hand when they come to your website. And you don't have any of that, but yet you want to offer a teleseminar or webinar, which might be premature for you. So there's some systems that you may want to have before you decide to do webinars and teleseminars. Now, some of you want to do webinars or teleseminars and charge from the get-go. That's fine. But again, do you have a systematic way of staying in touch with them after you give that teleseminar or webinar? Or is it going to be revenue generating? So is it lead generation or revenue generation? Or is it both? So not only how does it fit into your business, but what is your main objective for it? And most importantly, how does it fit into your goals? So if your big goal is to increase your revenue by 10% this year, how does that fit in? Number two, so you got to answer the why. Number two, you also want to ask yourself what aligns with your natural wiring. That is, what is the easiest way for you to communicate? Because you want to select the best communication method that's easy for you. So my internal thinkers, those of you who think internally, you need to noodle on things. Your best ideas are about, you know, an hour after a meeting. For my internal thinkers, you're going to gravitate usually more towards writing, so writing a blog, or phone, so maybe teleseminars are going to be easier for you. Why? Because you don't have the distractions that you might get if you were speaking, if you are on a webinar. You can sort of be in your head naturally while you're on the teleseminar. For my external thinkers, it's just the opposite. You do better maybe with radio because you're just a gifted speaker. You might do better on video or even Google Hangouts and maybe even webinars. Internal thinkers might be good on webinars too. There might not be a camera, so you might prefer webinars because you have the slides and you can use your slides. Some webinars are visual, so through Google Hangouts, so you could do that as well. So number two, answer what aligns with your natural wiring, because that will make a big difference, a profound difference actually, on how quickly you implement that particular tactic. I've known people who said, oh, I want to start a blog, I want to start a blog, and the act of writing, like especially my external thinkers, the act of writing slows them down. Why? Well, it's not naturally in alignment with their hardwiring. They're so much better at speaking, and that they could, you know, crank out a video in 2 minutes where writing an article would have took them 2 hours or more. So that's where your natural wiring comes in handy. Number three, you want to look at what is the best fit for your preferred client profile. Now, your preferred client profile is your ideal clients, your description of your ideal clients. How are they wired? You're some of your best clients. If you could take a guess on how they are naturally wired, what would you say? How do they love to receive their information? Is it teleseminars? Do they download things? Would they listen to them on the way? You know, many of my clients are over 40, so they pop in the CDs. You know, one time somebody says, well, why do you send them a CD? Have them download. I said, no, they're over 40. They love those CDs. They drive. They stick them in their car. Really? Of course, he was a lot younger, so he didn't get that concept of CDs. So you've got to really know your ideal clients and how they listen to things. So how is it? Who is your ideal client? So that's going to be a really critical question for you to answer. What is the best fit? It could be video. It could be a written blog or combination. I have a combination of video and written. Could be teleseminars, webinars, podcasts, radio shows. And then, again, how does that all fit into your marketing mix? For example, if you want to offer teleseminars, how often will you be offering that? Is it your intention to offer it once and sell it, offer the teleseminar once and then sell it later because it's revenue generating? Or do you want to offer it once a month as an ongoing lead generator? And with webinars, you can do a webinar once and have it replay and use it over and over. One way to do that is you could record a Google Hangout. That's one way. You could do anymeeting.com, which shows the slides. That's another option. And usually these are, and all of these are free. So it's an easy way of recording it. And most important, what is the systematic process you're going to use to promote that webinar? When you do offer that, webinar, teleseminar, and you think about that particular teleseminar or podcast or event, you want to consider what is the next step you want them to take. It's just not that event. What action do you want them to take as a result of having that webinar or teleseminar? And that actually might be a feed into a discovery session that you have. And maybe that's the way that you start your lead generator. Now, in my radio show, I have my radio show set up as both a lead generator, so there's a commercial in there about, you know, coming to, you know, pick up my free ebook, but also a way that I strategically use it as part of my next level networking. You know, so I identify the people that I want to have on my radio show, like Randy Gage and Joel Kahn and Dr. Ivan Meisner, the chairman and CEO of BNI, and Joel Kahn was the New York Times bestselling author of Twitter Power, and Randy Gage is the New York Times bestselling author of Risky is the New Safe. And so, you know, I want to meet these people. I want to cultivate a relationship with them. So from a strategic standpoint, there's a reason and purpose for that radio show. Now, could I sell those radio programs and segments later? Yes, I could, and I have made it into a revenue generation. But that all has to be part of your strategy. What do you want from it? And you also have to ask yourself, what's the format you're going to have? Do you want to have multiple guests? Do you want to have an interview style? Do you want a topic? Do you have a topic for maybe the lead generation? Is it the same topic every month? Is it going to change? If it's going to change and you don't have a signature program, you might find that difficult or reinventing the wheel, so you may want to get your signature program very clear on what that is before you offer an ongoing topic. Or do you want to have it interactive? You want to grow your audience and have a call-in kind of a scenario where they call in and ask questions. That, you know, Blog Talk Radio is great for that, and you can get a free, you know, free radio show with that and have promote it and have people call in. And since Blog Talk Radio is on an existing platform, you take advantage of their platform. Now, there's also easy ways and resources to produce your video, to produce your audios that really work. And it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg to do it. So once you've answered the question of what are you offering, why are you offering it, how does it align with your goals, what's the frequency of it, is it a lead generator or is it generating cash flow, a revenue generator? And once you're clear on that, here's why you want to know that too. Let's say you have a speaking engagement. Now, at that speaking engagement, you're speaking, you can offer the teleseminar. Now, if you have no system in place, you know, you're not going to know what to make how to make that offer to your audience. But wouldn't it be great is the people that are very interested in working with you, and you can offer them a teleseminar so that you can then again get in front of them once again or a webinar. Now, the advantage to identifying a training schedule that is a whole year's worth of what you're going to do, the advantage of that is that you will then begin to see all of the different events that you have going on. And it makes it so much easier to figure out what is the offer, how are we going to have, what is the next step that they're going to take. Now, some of you may have noticed recently that I spoke at the American Society of Association Executives. And what was really neat about that is I already have a next step for them. And part of my blogs, my video blogs, were set up weeks ahead of time to talk about the very topics that led into my talk. So I talked about next level networking, and it wasn't like I was doing my blog marketing completely separate from my speaking engagement. In fact, what I did several weeks earlier is started writing articles related to the topics I was going to cover in my talk. Now, you can see how the blogs then match the topic that I'm going to talk about and yet still covered the systems approach that I take with my clients. But it was all related, so I wasn't doing extra work. I was integrating all of my marketing that I was doing. So I was working smarter, not harder. And by the sheer nature of it getting closer and closer to the event, and this is an event that, you know, the American Society of Association Executives represents over 21,000 associations across the U.S. So there's a lot of traction, and you could really be spinning your wheels like, oh no, I got to write a blog, I got to do my newsletter, I got to, well, they're all related. So don't, you know, there's ways to sort of, I don't want to say repurpose, but it's all connected. It's not separate things, okay? So there's easy ways and resources, and once you get that systems approach, there's easy resources and ways to produce either a video or an audio or a teleseminar. Now, the easiest way, if you're podcasting, if you're doing a radio show, if you're doing an interview, it could all be done actually through freeconferencing.com, freeconferencepro.com. I mean, there's tons of free ones that have a recording feature, and it's really easy, and then most of them will end up saving it as an MP3, and they're fairly good sounding quality. Or you can get a digital recorder and do it that way, or you can download a software called Audacity, Audacity software. It's not at audacity.com, so don't go there, but it's an open source software that will edit your audios, and you can record on it as well. You may have to get another type of software that also converts it to an MP3 once you have saved that Audacity file. So just so you know, all you have to do is Google it. There's open source software that will convert. There's MP3 converters that you can download. But and in the Success Circle, there in the Video Library tab, there's a tutorial on that shows you step by step how to edit your audios using Audacity software. So it's all available to you for Success Circle members. And it's really easy to upload Audacity, to edit, add royalty-free music. If you're looking for a resource, you know how sometimes you edit an audio, you want to put music before and after it. You can use royalty-free music by Incompetech. I'll spell that Incompetech, Incompetech. I think it is, .com, and they have royalty-free music you could use. If you want to distribute that audio, and let's say you want to sell it later for maybe at your speaking engagements, you can certainly do that. There's a distribution, they do a lot of publishing called Vervante, V as in Victor, E-R-V, as in Victor, A-N-T-E.com, V-E-R-V-A-N-T-E.com. Vervante does a lot of distribution. You can email them the audio, even, you know, whatever you want to send with it, if it's a letter, and they'll do all of the copying of that and distribution of it. What's great about it is, you know, they bill you whenever you get a sale. So you don't have to pay an ongoing fee to them, and it's they're very professional. If you don't want to have to do the CD and design it, you can use Fiverr, Fiverr.com. There's a lot of talented people who you just give them the, you know, stuff that you want on. They'll design that for you, and you can send that to Vervante. So that's a really inexpensive way for you to get your branding on your CDs and get your CD published and sent off. So just a couple of resources. Now, if you're doing a video, there's easy ways to do videos. You can do a video. Let's say you want to do a video blog and you want to tape yourself. Well, you can do an informal video from your phone. Most phones have a video option on it. You can buy a video camera with a remote control and use Windows, if you have a PC, Live Movie Maker to edit the videos, which is on most PCs. And you can use your computer's camera, if you have one, and go to Google Hangouts and record your videos that way, or use a software called Camtasia, Camtasia, to record your desktop. So you could use that for either videos or for to record if you're doing a webinar. Or you can hire someone to record your videos and record 8 to 10 weeks out at a time and then place those on your blog if you want to. Now, keep in mind, if you have upcoming speaking events or something of that nature, you may not want to, you can record and then use those at a later time videos that you've already pre-recorded, but you want to make sure that they're evergreen in case you want to swap them out. I don't know that I mentioned this, but you can also use anymeeting.com for webinars. Yeah, those are some things to consider, the resources of how you're going to put this all together. Because, you know, just because you do a blog or a video or an audio, teleseminar, radio, podcast, because you're doing one of those or selecting any one of those, it's not separate from whatever else that you're doing. It's integrative. Now, what stops people from doing that oftentimes is the format. Lisa, what's the format? What do I say? How do I say it? Again, that comes back to what your strategy is for that particular, why you're doing that. Like, why are you doing your teleseminars or webinars? So there's some key elements that you want to include And you first want to get really, really clear. What's your vision like for using teleseminars? What's your, how is it part of your marketing mix, like I said before? So the first thing you want to do when you're on your teleseminar or your webinar, especially with online things, you really want to connect with your audience. Now, if it's an ongoing blog, they're going to know who you are generally, but you do want to say, "Hi, welcome back. I'm Lisa Menini from Accelerate Associates." You'll notice that I say that every week because there's new people each week looking at the video. So you do want to introduce yourself. If it's a teleseminar or a webinar, you'll notice even on radio shows, people introduce themselves, even though it might be a weekly show. But if you're on a teleseminar or webinar that's longer, you've gotten a lot of people on that you don't know, who don't know you, you want to make sure you create what's called a connection story. And don't undervalue the power of your story to connect with your audience. They want to get to know you, and it's like extending your hand over the web or over the phone. They really want to get to know you. And it's one of the reasons why I share my tire iron story at every event that I do. It's like one of my first stories that I share. And I had a client one time. He wondered why he just wasn't getting more, product sales. And he, was using scripts that he learned and all this stuff. And I asked him to describe his process. And when he did, I really got that he was missing his connection to the audience. And I asked him if he had a story that he shares about himself. And although he was really sharing bits and pieces, he wasn't really connecting with his audience in an authentic, really authentic, a real way. It's like he was kind of going there, but then he stop. And I asked him to share something personal about himself, not like sobbing personal, but something that you could look back and really see and feel the experience. So we briefly talked about his connection story. And once he got really connected and opened himself up with this story, about himself, about his experiences, and really showed his audience who he was authentically, that week he shared his connection story, and he closed on over $4,000 in a very small, like it was a 30-person event, and or 30 or 50 people were in attendance. And he said, "I really attribute that to connecting with people." And it was kind of scary for him because he says he's never done it before. And so, he was concerned about it. But really, people saw him and wanted to connect with him, but they weren't connecting before with him. And so when he showed up and described what, about him and shared about him, that's when they really connected with him. So number one, you want to always start out with a story that connects with your audience and be with them, really be with them in that experience that you have. Now, if it's so emotional, if it's so raw that you're going to cry like you haven't resolved it or you're not over it yet, then don't tell that story because you have to be able to get through it. I mean, obviously you're going to have some level of emotion, but you really want to be able to authentically share and be able to get through something. But usually it's related to your topic. Like, I mean, I could tell my story of being a cancer conqueror, but I don't, because that would only be a very specific audience that would be able to relate to that experience. And even though not everybody's had a tire iron go through the windshield, a lot of people can relate to having an impactful experience. So that's why I tell that story. So you want to have a connection story. You also want to, before the event, you may also want to have it very laid out before your event how it is you want to promote that event. Usually 6 to 8 weeks, could be 10 weeks depending on the event or more, but 6 to 8 weeks typically you're going to have that. Now, before the event, you also want them to opt in, so you have to have an opt-in page. So if you're giving a teleseminar, you don't want to give the, you know, number and passcode without getting a name and email first, right? Because then you want to be able to cultivate the relationship with the person. You can't do that if you don't have the name and email. So you really want to make sure that before the event you have some of your other systems in place. And you can use things like free conference call. You know, like I said, freeconferencecall.com is another one, freeconference.com. They pretty much all have a recording feature. If you use affiliates, you also want to make sure you coordinate with your affiliates to start promoting your programs too. Now, during the event, there are some things. If you don't have a presentation mode, you may want to make sure you put a presentation mode. If you're offering a teleseminar, you also make sure that if you have call waiting that you shut that off temporarily on your phone. It's different for all phones, so you want to make sure that you do that so you don't get that annoying little click through when somebody's trying to reach you. If you do have callers, you want to engage with them. If you want to have an interactive program, again, you want to engage with them, ask questions. If you have sponsors for your call, which is potentially a revenue generator, you want to mention your sponsors and also thank them. So it would go something like this. Hi, I'm Lisa Menini from Accelerate Associates, and then I want to welcome everyone to today's call. Then you want to kind of bring in your story. Some of you may know me, others that don't. Let me share a little bit about myself. And then I would go into my connection story. After you thank everyone, it simply can sound something like this. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know you have a business to run, family to be with, but I'm really, really honored you chose to be on this call today, so thank you, or be on this webinar, or be on this, you know, call, whatever venue that you're providing. Then you want to tell them what you're going to talk about. So what we're going to cover today is this, this, and this. Now, you also, if you're going to make an offer at the end, then at the very beginning, at this point, you want to prepare them that they're going to have to make a decision after the end of the call. Now, you can say something like, some of you asked me how you can get access to a program that I'm having coming up, my Wake Up Profitable, and I promised that I'd cover that at the end of the call, so I'll share with you. Also, for those of you who want more information and feel inspired to join us, so you'll want to stay for that information. So again, you've cued them that something's about to come at the end of the call, and for those people that asked you about it, there's going to be more information at the end of the call so they can make a decision. The next step, you want to create interest in staying on the call until the end. So for those of you that have a 60-minute call, I wouldn't recommend much longer than that, actually. 45 minutes to 60 minutes is plenty. You might say, I also have a special gift I want to share with you if for those of you who stay on the call till the end. And then you want to make sure that you spell out what that gift is at the very end. At the next step, you want to also develop material that may support, you know, the next step. So you might be going through a part of your system, like you have a model and you're going through only step one, and this is a free call or a free webinar. And if they want more, then the next step is to register for your event. Or it might be a complete overview, if this is lead generation, an overview for them to get a sense of what it is that and how they can work with you. And then you want to go through delivering on your promise. So whatever you told them you were going to deliver, then you want to go through each of those points with them. Now, some people do have a handout, and so once somebody registers, they go to a thank you page, and they can download. You can have them download the thank download a like a sheet of paper that, or you know, a PDF that they can then fill out as you go along on the phone or a webinar. What's nice about that is they kind of get something before the webinar even starts. So as you're executing that teleseminar or that webinar, you want to keep your content simple, easy to understand. You know, one of the key things that I did early on is I gave way too much content, made it too complex. So you really want to keep your material and content easy to understand, implementable. You also may want to ask questions, like have them reflect on their own situation. And then after you get through all your points, you're going to conclude the program. And how you conclude that is, it depends on what your next step is. So at that point is, you are on a lead generation call and you want them to sign up for your discovery session or your get acquainted session, then you can say, now for those of you that are interested or inspired in moving forward, we can cover additional steps in my two-day event or additional steps in my discovery session. And if you go to this website, you can register for that right now. Or if you're on a webinar, you can say, and you can see the link below. Now you want to remind them, too, just before you get into making that offer or making that suggestion, that for those that are inspired to move forward, you can also put in there, you know, I made a promise at the beginning. I promised you I'd share with you how to take the next steps because I know from experience some of you may want to move forward. And then at that point you can start whatever your offer is. Now, it's a good idea, especially if there is an event coming up that you want them to register, you give them a due date. You know, register by this, and if you want to incentivize them for getting a good rate before thus and so, before the rate goes up, you want to tell them what that is, or if they can get a bonus by registering by a certain date, you also want to mention that. So you can even say for people who take action today, you'll receive the early bird tuition plus a bonus ticket to, and perhaps it's another event that you have going on. So again, remember, this is about feeding into the next step. So if you want to fill an event in September, some of the teleseminars or webinars that you're doing in January, you can feed people into it. So theoretically, you could have people, you know, a year, have a, you know, 12 months ahead, have tickets to an event that you're doing a year from now, because they get a bonus ticket with whatever they purchase. And people think to fill events, they only think about it 3 months ahead, when in fact it should always be part of the process. That's why you want to have a 12 to 24 month training calendar set up. You also want to identify what the investment is, so that if there is a fee, or if that does involve a price of the program, if you're making that kind of an offer, what is that fee? There are different ways also to, if you wanted to, you could put limiters on it, like I only have a certain number, I only have a certain amount that I'm taking right now, so for the first 5 people, I mean, those are some ways to do it. If you're off making an offer, or if you're concerned about, you know, having an avalanche of business that you can't possibly, you know, get through, if you think you know, if you've got like 1,000 callers on the call and you only have room for 10 on your schedule, then you say that ahead of time. It's a way of managing that. And for those people that are really interested, it inspires them to also take action if they want to get on your schedule. Now, one of the other ways, you know, to one other things to remember is, if you do make an offer, you also may want to have multiple installments. So if you have sort of a big ticket item, you may want to have, you know, it cut into a payment installment. So that's an option too. So they can choose whether or not they want to pay you all at once or installments. However, if it is installments, I would also add in, so that although the installments are less per installment, if you add up the installments, it's actually more than if they would have paid in one lump sum. Now, the reason for that is more administrative work, so there's hidden costs associated with that. And so you want to make sure that you take that into consideration. Make it very clear where they need to sign up if you are making an offer. And remember to do what's called seeding. If you are going to talk more about it in your workshop or your next event that you are going to make the offer at the end of your event, you want to seed. And what that means is, you want to say, you know, we're covering this right now, but for those of you that are interested, at the end, I'll explain, we are going to go in more in depth in the 2-day program that we have here. The other thing is, you want to have your social media, your other marketing that you are doing to promote your events. Now, that can be done simply by, you know, having it programmed on Hootsuite. But again, here's the advantage of having a year-long schedule and sitting down and saying, when am I going to offer this? What are all my speaking engagements? And literally having a 12-month calendar out. Because then you can work with your assistant or, you know, whomever does your social media, and you can say, we need to program Hootsuite to go out because I'm speaking at this event, I'm having this coming up, and take an hour to just program it, get it done, and now you have your Hootsuite all programmed out and promoting your events. And sprinkled in there also different tips. So you might have your tip on, let's say I'm doing a Wake Up Profitable event, but I'm also going to be sharing my quotes ahead of time. I'm not just going to be promoting the Wake Up Profitable event and slamming my social media with that. I'm going to have great tips sprinkled in each and every day that say, you know, something, a quote on systems, or when you work in alignment with who you are, it's not work. And then some of them might link to the Wake Up Profitable event. So again, this is all funneling in together. This is not separate stuff. Now, after your event, if you do a teleseminar, you also want to send people the recording of your session, because not everybody who registers for a webinar, teleseminar, or podcast, or whatever, is actually going to make the live event. Things come up. So it's really helpful for people that didn't remember, or, you know, for people that missed it, to have a way to make that recording available. And it's usually on the thank you page. So when they opt in, they go to a thank you page. Maybe that's where they downloaded the gift or the handout. That's where you can then later on put the recording of that event. And then it's done. It's, you know, you just send them to the thank you page and say, if you missed the recording. This is also an opportunity to reconnect with those people and then also let them know that they missed something. They missed maybe the offer at the end, or the early bird special is ending, or the, you know, installment programs going away. So that will give you additional opportunity to also email them about the offer that was made at the end. If it's a lead generator, of course you wouldn't do that. You would simply end there, and then but at that point, what you've done is, after the call, you've created a call you might be able to use over and over. So those are those are some ideas for you. And with, let's say you want to do a blog, or you want to do a webinar, you can use the same process for those. So you would create the connection. You would, you know, let them know what they're going to get. You're going to go through your content. You're going to either make an offer, or if it's just a lead generator, you want to thank them and identify maybe what a next step is for them. For those of you who are concerned with making offers, remember to go into the video library of the Success Circle and how to create opt-in offers that convert. That's a webinar there for you. You want to take a look at that. Get your goals in gear. If you're not sure about what your goals are or how to get them, that's a really good way of Get Your Goals in Gear is a really good program to get those goals and how you're going to do that. There's the tutorial shortcut, how to edit your audios with Audacity for a professional sound that sells. So it shows you step by step how to use the Audacity software. And of course, the ultimate guide to sealing the deal in person, on stage, on teleseminars, and on webinars is a step by step ultimate guide on, it goes more into depth on how to format based on how people are wired, it goes more into depth in how to do that. And you can get that in the resources Rolodex of the Success Circle. So just check on the resources Rolodex tab, and that'll get you to the ultimate guide to sealing the deal. And Success Circle members, when you go to the resources Rolodex to see that, there's an automatic 50% reduction for that for Success Circle members. So I know we've covered a lot in a short period of time, but this is easy ways, easy steps to an online presence. Most of the resources that I gave you were very free or low cost. open source software, so it's really, really easy to implement some of these strategies. I think that is it for today, and I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on today's call. Remember to use the additional resources in the Success Circle, audio library, document library, the resources Rolodex. There are so many resources in there, and the video library that will show you the how-tos and the step-by-steps. And don't forget past audio calls from different subject matter experts, whether it's, you're concerned with how to use LinkedIn. We've got how to use Twitter. I've interviewed Joel Kahn, New York Times bestselling author of Twitter Power, whether it's mindset with Risky is the New Safe, Randy Gage, who's been past audios there, so feel free to do that. And that's another thing. If you have different audios that you can use, that you do, your teleseminars can then eventually be put into a library so that members that you work with, your clients that you work with most, you can offer them additional bonuses and access to some really great content and information. Well, with that, we are complete for today. Thank you so much for coming on today's Success Circle Business Accelerator call. Thank you, Success Circle members, Profitability Lab members. Really appreciate you being here. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.